Today we're going to read from the Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This psalm is primarily a psalm of worship. In our private devotions, we worship God. We listen to his word. We pray to him. When we come to church, we come to worship God. A church should not merely be following a program. A church should be leading the people into worship. This is the responsibility of the individual who leads the worship, to lead the people into that place where their hearts will be in tune with God. And as we come to worship God, we should all have that desire to listen to his word, to draw near into his presence. Therefore, in the opening verse, we have a call to worship. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. So as the psalmist wrote the psalm, he was calling upon the people to sing, to make a joyful noise, to come before his presence with thanksgiving. And these kinds of thoughts should fill our minds as we come to worship God. A sense of joyfulness, a sense of thanksgiving. What should we be thanking God for? For sending a son to die for us. Yes, we are thankful for food and for health. But above all, we are thankful that God ever thought upon us that he would send his son to die for us. That he would give us his word, the sole rule of faith and practice. His word which shows us what we are. His word which reveals to us what God has done for us. We have much to be grateful for as we come to worship God. Can you still your heart before God and acknowledge that he is the Lord? And then the psalmist says, For the Lord is a great God. God is great. And he contemplates the greatness of God. The deep places of the earth, away below the surface of the world, in that part of the earth where there is molten lava, and where there is great subterranean lakes and rivers, God's hand is there. But the sea is also his. The great Pacific and the Atlantic and all of the other seas and oceans, they're in his hand. The dry land has been formed by him. God is in control of this whole world. We don't believe in evolution. The Bible doesn't teach such a thing. In 6 days God made the heaven, the earth and all that is therein. Don't you believe the lie that all of this evolved? It did not evolve. All of this came into being because God spoke it into being. And there may be those who will laugh and scorn at such a thing. But the Bible says that in the last days there will be scoffers. And there will be those who will scorn. And there will be the mockers. But we are not to mock the word of God. We are to take the word of God at face value. And we come to worship such a God. Therefore the psalmist says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Kneeling. Not just kneeling in person. Kneeling in heart. Bowing the soul before God. Why? Because he's our God. Is he your God today? You may say, yes, I believe there is a God, but is the God your God? Have you bowed down to him? Have you submitted yourself to him? Have you given him your heart? Have you cried unto him to save you from your sins? That's a question I would like to ask you. Think about it. Wherever you're at, whether you're driving a car or sitting in your home, you think about it. Are you right with God today? Are you listening to Him? Are you willing to give yourself to Him? And then as the psalm comes to an end, we are reminded of a people who did not give their hearts to God. He talks about a people who hardened their hearts. Who were these people? These were the children of Israel. They were going through the wilderness. They had been brought out of Egypt. They had been brought through the Red Sea. And now they were at the very borders of the land that God had promised to them. But they wouldn't enter that land. They disbelieved God. They thought they wouldn't be able to overcome their adversaries in that land. Their hearts became hard. And therefore God sent them back into the wilderness where they wandered for 40 years. But that is not just a story. That is something that is replicated spiritually in the hearts of men and women right to the present. Because the writer of the psalm said, "Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart." You see, whenever you turn away from God, and whenever you refuse Christ as your Saviour, you harden your heart. And over time, the heart of a man or woman may become progressively hard, so that they have no interest in spiritual things. And that is a tragedy. It's a spiritual tragedy. It is sad when people lose their lives. It is tragic when people lose their lives in sudden and catastrophic circumstances. It is a great tragedy when young people are taken from this scene of time. But the greatest tragedy of all is for a man or a woman to lose their souls in hell forever. The hardening of the heart. Don't allow your heart to be hard. When God is speaking to you, and there may be somebody listening, God's speaking to you. You give your life to the Lord. You surrender yourself to Him. You say, "I'm going to follow you, Lord Jesus. If you'd like some help, write to me or give me a call. I'll talk to you. I'll pray for you." But remember, all you have to do is give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Become one of His sheep. You see, in the verse 7, the psalmist said, "For He is our God, we are the people of His pasture, the sheep of His hand." Become one of His sheep. The Lord Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. What a shepherd He is. He laid down His life for us. He said, "I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Wonderful assurance to know the Lord is your shepherd. Are you following Him? Listen to Him. Give your heart to Him. Rejoice in Him if He is yours. I thank you so much for listening.